DODI 2000.16, DOD Anti-Terrorism Standards, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Enclosure 3. 1. Planning, training and exercises, resource application, comprehensive program review, along with what else, are the minimum required DOD component AT program elements. Risk management. 2. Who sets the DOD terrorism threat level, identifying the potential threat to DOD interests in a particular country, including the United States? DIA Director. 3. DOD intelligence, CI, and law enforcement elements shall disseminate information on U.S. persons to DOD components as appropriate in support of AT program implementation within the provisions of DOD Directive 5200.27 and which other reference. DOD 5240.1 Romeo. 4. Which reference outlines the principles that the AT risk management process will be modeled upon? DOD Oscar-2000.12-Hotel. 5. How often at a minimum will DOD component AT risk management process and procedures be reviewed? Annually. 6. How often at a minimum should criticality assessments be updated? Annually. 7. How many days after completed terrorism vulnerability assessment shall DOD component heads prioritize identified vulnerabilities, develop a plan of action to mitigate or eliminate the vulnerabilities, and report the results? 90. 8. DOD component heads must ensure that the DOD vulnerability database is populated with all terrorism vulnerability assessment results within how many days from the completion of the assessment? 120. 9. How often, at a minimum, must terrorism vulnerability assessments be conducted and updated? Annually. 10. Terrorism vulnerability assessments shall be conducted for any facility that is populated by how many or more personnel every day? 300. 11. How often must PSVAs be conducted? Triennially. 12. Which reference establishes the requirements for initiating coordination of AT matters with appropriate geographic combatant commanders? DOD Directive 2000.12. 13. A Level 2 certified ATO will be assigned to any deploying unit having how many or more personnel assigned or under the operational control of a designated commander? 300. 14. How often, at a minimum, must threat working group members meet to develop and refine terrorism threat assessments and coordinate and disseminate threat warnings, reports, and summaries? Quarterly. 15. How often, at a minimum, must AT executive-level committee members meet to develop and refine AT program guidance, policy, and standards? Semi-annually. 16. Which reference contains the principles that should be applied and fully integrated into AT plans to ensure employment of a holistic security system to counter terrorist capabilities? DOD 5200.8 Romeo. 17. Within how many days of an individual's assignment to an HRB or designation of an individual as HRP must a PSVA be initiated? 90. 18. Within how many days after changes are made to the terrorism threat level for the affected country and HRP, must HRP security measures be reviewed? 60. 19. What contains the AT provisions that contracts must comply with? DFARS, Delta Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Sierra. 20. Which reference outlines the principles that terrorism incident response measures must be consistent with? DOD Oscar 2000.12 Hotel. 21. How often, at a minimum, must AT plans be exercised? Annually. 22. How long, at a minimum, must AT exercise documentation be maintained to ensure incorporation of lessons learned? 2 years. 23. How often, at a minimum, must post-session Level 1 AT awareness training be provided to all DOD personnel? Annually. 24. Heads of the DoD components shall ensure completion of a formal military department-approved Level 2 ATO refresher training course of instruction at least every how many years? 3. 25. Heads of the DoD components will ensure that the appropriate military officers in which grades attend the Level 4 AT Executive Seminar? 06 through 08. 26. How often, at a minimum, must subordinate commands undergo an external AT program review? Triennially. 27. Triennial AT program reviews may be conducted as an HHA or what else? JSIVA, Juliet Sierra, India, Victor Alpha. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.